Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, December 26th, 2005. It's the day after Christmas, and I hope each of you had a wonderful celebration of our Lord Jesus Christ's birthday. Today's message is titled, God's Indescribable Gift. The scripture text is from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Yesterday we celebrated the greatest birth of all time that provided the greatest gift of all time to meet the greatest need of all time. Many of us gave and received gifts, a custom of Christmas that for so many has become the main thing. The origin of giving gifts, at least in a Christian sense, probably goes back to the gifts of the Magi to the baby Jesus. What is our response to the gifts we received yesterday? Well, some will likely be returned. They didn't fit, they wouldn't work, or they weren't what we liked. Others will soon be forgotten. Others are appreciated but will wear out or break in a relatively short time. And there will be a few that we will cherish for many years, perhaps for our entire life. But not one even remotely compares to the spiritual gift of our Lord Jesus Christ, a gift we can all receive and share regardless of where we live. Jesus Christ is certainly the greatest gift. Paul concludes a section in his second letter to the Corinthian believers with today's marvelous exclamation of thankfulness. Many years earlier, Paul had been converted and had moved from an attitude of hateful rejection to grateful acceptance of God's gift of salvation. Through the years, his gratitude to God had grown, and that's the way it should be for all of us. In this burst of praise, he uses a very interesting Greek word to describe the gift. Linguists use the term hapax legomenon to describe a word or phrase that appears only once in a manuscript. The word indescribable translates a Greek word anadiegetas, a word used only once by Paul in all his writings. It essentially means not expounded in full. Other versions use phrases such as beyond telling, inexpressible, and unspeakable. I like one that words it this way, a gift too wonderful for words. Indeed, that is the case with God's greatest gift. Today, and every day, let us join Paul in thanking God for His truly indescribable gift of salvation.
Jesus, Your name is matchless, and Your worth is beyond human description. Words fall short, but we respond to Your Spirit with yielded hearts, which speak of Your vital importance in our lives. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to You today, my Lord and my Savior. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that prayer, Brooksine. This is a ministry called DailyEncouragement.net. Our website is just that, DailyEncouragement.net. And we've been doing this since 1996, although Brooksine's role has increased since that time, particularly this last year with the addition of her prayer. And we hope to continue as God enables us. There are some additional resources on the website today you may find interesting, really just one, and that is a photo that I took Saturday night during our Christmas Eve service with a dramatic presentation we used to illustrate God's call that we light our world. And I ask a question, do you recognize the older lady in the photo? Have a blessed day. Continue to rejoice in God's indescribable gift.